Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, his strength is perfect. Usonjalo usisi Winans. Njoba ngishilo ke ukuthi kulesi sikhathi ngizobe ngino Bishop uTony Dunn. Bishop Tony Dunn, he's an American televangelist and pastor known for his charismatic preaching style and emphasis on faith, healing. And as a bishop, as a bishop, he's likely involved in various ministry activities, including preaching, teaching, and community reach. Well, I was just laying a foundation, Lana. Bishop will tell us more about himself. I'm thrilled to have you with us, Bishop Tony.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, and thank you so much for taking your time to share the good news with Radio Pulpit family.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys allowing me on.
Mm-hmm. As I have said earlier on, that I was just laying a foundation. So let's hear from the bishop himself. Who is Bishop Tony Dunn?
First, I'm simply a servant of God. I appreciate what Jesus Christ did for us over 2,000 years ago on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And not only death was conquered, but he also sent us the Holy Spirit, who has come to dwell within our hearts and to enable us, to guide us, to lead us. And so I'm very grateful for God's love. I really am. I'm a husband. I've been married for 40 years to my wife, Jackie.
Mm.
We have three adult sons. Two of them are married, and we have three amazing grandchildren.
Mm.
And, so love my family, love spending time with them. My wife and I, we like to holiday together, and we like to watch movies, just go to different restaurants, and visit different places. But in terms of ministry, my wife and I, we pastor a church in California. The church is 15 years old. It's New Day Christian Fellowship, but also I'm the bishop over the New Day Global Network. And so we have planted churches in South America, in Europe, and here in Africa. In fact, tomorrow we're going to Zambia and spend some time in Zambia. So one of our guys there, we're going to consecrate as a bishop. So we do a lot around the world. We have my ministry emphasis, though, mm-hmm. is leadership development. And so we do that with church leaders. We do that with pastors, of course. We have, I think, about 8 or 9 bishops in our network. Now we work with them. But also, too, we work with business leaders. We work with young students who have a leadership gift that we want them to develop. Because everything rises and falls on leadership, as John Maxwell, the great author, great leadership author, has taught us. And so it's important for us that we go in and really help leaders, because if we can help the leader, then we can strengthen the organization. And so same thing with churches. A stronger pastor means a stronger church. A stronger church means stronger families. Stronger families means stronger community.
That's
and,
true.
Of course, stronger communities means a stronger world. So that's really what our life and I are about.
Very interesting, Bishop. If I may ask, what inspired you to become a pastor?
Oh, well, no, it was never my intention. I was on a missions trip.
Uh-huh.
The church I was a part of, my former church, when I was just a member, on a missions trip in 2002 in the Dominican Republic, a small island there in the Caribbean Ocean between North America and South America. And one morning is when the Lord got a hold of my heart, and it was made very clear about what I was to do. And his instructions to me was to eat the Word of God, consume the Word of God. But I was to go from country to country, place to place, crossing denominational lines, bringing people out of the darkness and into the light. And so that's what we've endeavored to do. So my wife and I have led or sent over 85 mission teams around the world to 22 different nations. She and I have established, we have New Day Europe, which is one of our projects under New Day Global. We also have Impact South Africa. In fact, that's why I'm here now in South Africa, in Johannesburg. And so we concentrate on these different areas to really, again, just to strengthen the pastors and strengthen the churches and even the church leaders. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of training, a lot of leadership development. I'm certified in emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
I'm a practitioner of emotional intelligence. I'm certified in leadership. I have a master's in practical theology, and my doctorate in ministry is in relational leadership, because I believe we all have to be better together. We have to learn how to work well together. And so that's one of the reasons I studied relational leadership, because as a leader, we still need to be able to relate with our peers, with those that we're submitted to, and those that we have authority over. And leadership also begins in a home. Mm-hmm. You know, I work with husbands. And will be another focus of mine, working with the men, because if the men rise up and really become who God created them to be, the marriages will be better. Yeah. You know, wives will feel loved and appreciated and honored, and it will help them to be better wives, and if they're career women, better career women, and also to better mothers, you know, when they know they're secure, they know they're loved, they're special, and a husband is so secure within himself, he can speak the word over the wife. Wash her with the word, strengthen her, help her get healed over past hurts and traumas, and really just become a better person herself. So that's, you asked me how to get started, and I have to give you more than that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The pastoring thing was actually a call of God, yes.
Mm. As your preaching is, your preaching style is more on faith, how do you think faith can help people navigate life's challenges?
Oh, well, you need something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
Because the one thing about faith is there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 13, that hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Yeah.
And when you're not operating in faith, you're really in it. The only thing you have is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I mean this with all respect to everyone, it's kind of dangerous if you just rely on yourself. You're very limited when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you look around at the vast universe, you know there's a creator. And to be able to tap into what he has made available for us, that only makes you a better person. It strengthens you. It gives you hope. It's encouraging. Makes you stronger. The older I become, the more hopeful I become, the more encouraged I become. Each year of my life has been better than the previous year. And so that's very encouraging. So faith is very vital. It really is. So I encourage those that are listening to find a great Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church, and also to develop a very deep personal relationship mm-hmm. with our Lord and Savior, the present-day ministry of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and to read the Word prayerfully and learn the Word, and then allow the Word to get into you, to take root in your heart.
Yeah.
Meditate on the Word day and night. Yes, it will strengthen you.
Mm. Right now you are here in SA, in South Africa. Can you tell us more about what led you here and what you're looking forward to accomplish?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, this is actually my 26th time to your country. I've
wow.
been here 26 times.
Okay.
Yes, yes. We love South Africa.
Uh-huh.
But initially, my former pastor, when I was serving under him, he had a passion for South Africa, and
yeah.
he believed that South Africa was a gateway, evangelistically speaking, to the rest of the African nations. South Africa is so developed, and there was such great infrastructure here. You even have the Holy Spirit in a nest.
Mm-hmm.
A place for us to really partner and leverage that with. Well, I was on staff with him for 3 years, but I've been on my own now for 15 years, and I've continued that. And so we have great passion for South Africa. So, again, it's still about development. So we have churches here that we work with, that we oversee, that we train. So my current visit was we were in Kempton Park, and we were there just doing leadership development. I think we had about 200, 250 people maybe to come out and be a part of that. And so South Africa is a place that my wife and I, we will continue to visit and continue to come and spend time and train and develop. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to be personal. or let me just say, I'm going to put you in a corner. I see many U.S. citizens relocating to South Africa. What's your take on that? And are you also considering...
Asha, can you come again with that one more time? I wasn't clear.
Okay, I'm saying I see many U.S. Citizens relocating to South Africa. So what's your take on that? And are you also considering to relocate to South Africa in the future?
No, that would the Lord would have to lead us here to South Africa. And we're so established in the United States with our church and our work and ministries there. I do have a network of churches throughout the United States. We have our summits and our get-togethers there, so there's just so much to be done. But people moving to South Africa, I encourage it. If this is where the Lord is leading you, it's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. You know, we spend time up in Limpopo. We've been down, of course, to Cape Town and here in Johannesburg, and the topography is amazing. It's a beautiful place, beautiful people. We feel warm and welcome, and that's why we've been here 26 times.
Yeah. Okay. Isikhathi sithi 14:41 sikanye naye uBishop Tony Dunn. Before I let you go, Bishop, in closing, what can you say to everyone who is listening?
Well, I would encourage anyone, like I said earlier, to deepen your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know that sometimes life can be difficult. You may have had occasion where someone has offended you, or maybe even God himself has disappointed you.
Mm.
But Acts 24:16 tells us, Paul said that he purposed to have a heart void of offense towards God and man. So I'm going to ask you, if you have been offended or you felt God let you down, please reengage, go deeper with him. And if you've had occasion with someone else that has angered you, maybe a pastor, another church leader, go to that person, forgive them. But my primary thing is, please get back closer with God, go deeper with God, trust and in him, and I believe things will turn around for you.
Mm-hmm. Are you available on social media?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Simply
okay.
Tony Dunn on Facebook, Tony Dunn, D-U-N-N on Facebook. Well, on Instagram, I'm under Bishop Tony Dunn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor, for sharing your wisdom and experiences with us today. It's been enlightening. Hopefully, next time when you are in South Africa, you will come and sit with us in the studio.
I would love that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay.
Bless you.
All right. God bless you. Okay.
Amen. Bye-bye. Bye. Yeah, that's Bishop Tony Dunn. Njoba eshilo ke ukuthi uphuma ngale eLos Angeles eUSA ebeshere ukuthi ke yini emlethela eNingizimu Afrika. Akukho bazalwane okunye ukuletha nje the good news. Ithike ngithathe na umhlabelelo uzala ngokeke okanye ke ukeke uthi Kerobin.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.